Hello, welcome back to the Riverside City Podcast. I'm Paul, your game master. With me, we have Natalie, who plays Brightforce.
Hey, hello.
Mike, who plays Blastar.
Yo.
Art, who plays Samurai Crab.
Evening, everybody.
And Rob, who plays Damon.
Howdy.
We had a name change, and it wasn't the one I wanted to change. Still hate Damon's name.
I win.
Oh. I win.
All right. So, before we do a recap, I'm going to ask another question. I've decided I'm going to do it once per session of us playing to try and flavor the world, getting people's favorite things, which everyone always hates because I don't tell them beforehand, and it makes me smile that they have to think on their feet. And Art's like, yes, give me more. And they're like, no, stop.
You can always tell the person who's run campaigns for most of their career.
Uh-huh. Because I'll pull some bullshit out. All right, let's go with...
Worst part is we have to remember our results.
Yeah.
Or Natalie has notes.
Natalie's not keeping notes for this, though.
Yeah, she is. That was one of the reasons she was allowed to have a laptop at the table.
What notes did you take?
From last episode?
Yeah.
No, we can't do that yet. We gotta do whatever he's gonna ask.
So, let's
What does that even mean?
I'm trying to think of one that's relevant. I already did favorite fast foods.
Yep.
I like that one. That was one of my better ones. Let's do...
Well, it was favorite fast food restaurants, because I did make a note of that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, favorite non-chain store.
What? I thought you weren't going to go that way, but okay.
No, that flavor of the world. I want every character's favorite non-chain store. Or non-existing in our world store. It can be a chain if you want it to be. Let's go with Art first. Or actually, no, let's go with Damon first, because he actually raised his hand.
Marcus Munitions.
God damn it, didn't I? Steal my idea. Bastard.
Denied. Want me to come back to you?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, Natalie. Natalie has a hand up.
Yeah.
Hit me.
The sword store. But we could think of a name.
That is quite literally my idea.
There's a store that she goes to practice her swordsmanship, and they sell swords there. But I'm trying to think of a name for it.
Sort of good shot.
Like where she
trains. The cutting edge?
Cutting edge? Oh my gosh.
I want my pun, though. Sort of good time.
The cutting edge it is.
Cutting edge at Sabi, then.
Alright, so make a new...
It's the knight's armor.
Favorite stores, tab in, and then...
That would be more armor and shields.
Not necessarily. Yeah.
I'm also offended that everyone was like, weapons. Oh, yeah, Natalie doesn't ever take notes. And it's like, no, I do.
Okay.
That wasn't what I meant.
All right, so favorite store. We have the Cutting Edge for Natalie, which sells swords and other sword things.
Well,
like
then,
that.
Also where she trains.
Okay, so yeah. It's like a...
It's kind of a dojo. It's a training area that also sells...
Not that you use anything there anymore, but you probably bought your first sword there.
Mm-hmm.
That's where your mom brought
And they got
you.
A lot of show pieces.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
There's
Dad took her there.
There's some gorgeous pieces.
You're right.
There. Like, there's some you're like, there's a good chance that's older than this. It's guaranteed older than this city. Probably older than the country. Might be older than the place they say it's from. It's that old.
Hmm.
I'm going to go with Art, because he's the only person who isn't staring at me like, damn you for giving me this question.
Grognard's.
Okay.
Grognard's, so it's a antique, old, you know, whatever antique or restoration type place.
Okay. What do they restore, like, or is it just like furniture?
Well,
like
do you know where the term grognard comes from?
I do.
That's...
It's just the people who are in love with the past.
Well, yes, but the actual original grognard term is actually from the Napoleonic era. It is actually an old soldier.
Oh, I think I did know that at one point. Okay.
So, yeah. So
is it like old military stuff? Because that'd be cool.
Yeah, actually.
Okay. So it's grognards, and they sell like old military surplus.
Yeah, old military.
Is it just military surplus? It's a military surplus store?
Uh-huh.
Have you ever been in a military surplus store?
Oh, yeah.
Over in...
Well, I haven't been to that one, but yeah, I've been to a couple.
They're cool.
Uh huh.
And okay, so But that means they don't have anything live munition-wise. So it's just like tackle, there's like ammo crates.
Ammo crates and old uniforms and old medals. And
yeah, very cool. Grognards.
Yep.
All right.
Got it.
Definitely me.
So,
Damon slash Rob.
Try again.
The idea, I'm still working with it. Basically, it's kind of a cafe slash library. Because he's big on information, learning, studying. It's where he would go. Yeah, it is a bookstore, like Barnes & Noble, called Mars.
Mars?
M-A-A-R.
M-A-A-R.
Like the show? Or like...
I did not know there was a show.
Mar, it's very good.
Is it Mar or Mars with an apostrophe S?
No
apostrophe S.
Mar.
Got it.
Just Mar. And what's it stand for?
Not a clue. I just picked something and went with it.
Okay.
That's a show, by the
way. I could change the name.
No, it's fine.
But it basically, growing up, if you need a quiet place to study, get a snack.
Do they have a particular thing they're known for, or is it just like general knowledge? Do they have like an arcane thing? Is it
arcane?
Okay, so like mystic knowledge and stuff.
Yeah, it's a mystic shop, I guess. But only certain people that have shown
mystic arts,
mystical proclivities.
Yeah.
Mystic arts and arcane requirements.
Yeah.
Mar. Oh. you just spelled it out. If you want to put it in there. Mystic arts and arcane requirements. I like it. You may have inspiration for that.
Thank you.
Mystic arts
and arcane requirements. That's three. That's three A's, but that's totally fine.
But you don't usually. And it's more like
not,
and
I'm not going to capitalize and. So got it. Perfect. I love that. Okay.
Or it's an ampersand.
Nope. All right.
And that leaves me now, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does.
Yeah.
The fire. The
only thing I can really think of is like, you know, those like really colorful tents you see on the side of the road every so often.
I, no joke, said under my breath that exactly.
Okay, I'm listening.
They don't always have a name because they're not like shops, but they do sell stuff. Things that, you know, Rico would definitely be interested in.
Like fireworks?
Yeah. Okay,
fireworks stand. I literally said that under my breath as a fireworks stand.
So it's a black cat sales floor?
Basically. It's just all kinds of, you know, fireworks and stuff.
Fireworks on the roadside.
Yeah, and it moves and, you know, they set up different places. And
you know the guy that
sort,
owns
sort
it.
Sort of like the Crazy Kaplan that you drive past going down in Indiana.
Yeah. Or right when you cross the border into Wisconsin.
Question, yep, though.
The 14 fucking fireworks stores.
Question, do they let you in?
They can't stop me.
That's fair.
They don't want to try to stop you.
Yeah, you spent half your paycheck last month there. They're like, nah, you're good.
Just don't light anything in here, please.
Well, you're not a pyromancer anymore, so they're not as worried about it.
I still do fire.
Yeah. I like to think that they have that the guy there has a power where he dampens explosives within 100 feet of him, so now they just have him be in the center of the fucking thing at all times. Because someone, like, they had someone try and light it as like a joke, a smoke bomb as a joke, and it just burns down and then dies because it can't explode, can't go off.
Until he steps out of range.
he goes on his 5-minute break. He has to leave and then they do it.
Sorry guys, gotta go to the bathroom.
I like to imagine like the guy who owns that, the one your favorite, like the like. I like to think it's like six fingers.
Yeah.
Oh, six fingers.
That's
you
want to
know why I have my nickname is Six Fingers?
Because he holds up nine fingers. What the hell? Yeah, I blew up two of five other guys' fingers.
That's beautiful. I love it.
I thought you were...
You gonna write that guy's name down or no?
Oh, God, give me a second. His name is Six Fingers.
Because he blew off his own left
finger.
His own left pinky.
Oh, my
and
God.
And then five other guys' fingers over the years. He writing him down as a contact.
Oh, my God, he is a contact.
God damn it.
Oh, God. blew off Pinky, and then someone else's five
fingers over the ears.
And he kept two of them. Because apparently it's nine fingers and two thumbs.
Shut up.
Negative inspiration.
And okay.
I'm not actually taking inspiration from you. That was a joke. All right, so now that we've gotten our favorite stores in, it only took 10 minutes. Who remembers what happened last time, considering it happened like half an hour ago?
I don't remember anything.
We are the fur...
Furlings.
There was a lot of dialogue.
We all did a little bit of something, you know, mm-hmm. getting back to life as normal before we got called in for to the war room for a meeting.
Yep.
Social media training.
Yeah.
And then, after the social media training,
we had Bright Force and Blastar go public.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
And he still didn't want the ash symbol.
No.
No.
Why would I? It produces a different sound.
Eh. It's eh.
Yeah.
Your name is Damon. It's not Damon. It's Damon. If you do the ash symbol.
Damon.
I had a medieval lit class where the teacher drilled it into us how to pronounce it. It's not ages. It's ages or eh. Eh. I'm not doing it. Pain in the ass.
Yep, moving on.
Hello, fellow humans.
Exactly. You have to do it with a fucking accent. It's the only way to fucking do it properly.
Hello, fellow humans. Okay, stop.
Okay.
No.
Yeah, it's the next... It is the aftermath of that Thursday.
Thursday, the 25th.
El Combustion invites everyone back if they want to hang out at his house. Otherwise, he's, you know, it's like 9 o'clock at night. So really more like you're welcome to come home or live here wherever you want. You have an apartment available. Or you just come home, and in which case he jumps you home and it takes about 4 seconds.
Yeah.
It takes like 2 minutes and took you 50 minutes to get here. You're like, this is very fast.
My car.
My bike.
You folded it up.
Oh yeah.
And he's like,
you can carry that.
It's like a purse for him, man. 150 pants, that's it? Oh shit, that ain't nothing. So you guys go back to your respective dwellings, you hear a rumbling coming at midnight that night. You all hear who would not hear it?
I would probably be back at the arcology.
Okay, everyone who's not in the arcology would hear it. The reason why you wouldn't hear it in the arcology is too many fucking walls in the way.
Yay.
So basically, Luna, where did you go? You went to your apartment at 9, or did you go back to your grandpa's house?
9.
Okay,
but your grandpa's throwing a party.
Dad, I would be with them.
It wasn't really a party. It was more like he had food.
Well, it's Thursday night, so she would be back with 9.
Okay, so yeah, the only person who'd know that would be Weasel.
No.
Yes.
No.
Do you want sound dampening headphones?
Blackstar.
Damn, you're off. you got me good. Blastar is the only one who'd hear it. And you have advantage in explosions.
Oh, God.
So you wouldn't hear it.
But, question. What about your select sound filters?
He only drowned out his grandpa snoring.
Okay.
That's the only thing they're trained for, and it's the only when he's using them.
Okay, so you hear what sounds like... It's odd, but it sounds like grinding.
Right.
Like metal on metal grinding apart.
All right.
And it's loud enough it wakes you up.
Okay, guess I'm following this. Seeing where it goes.
Yeah, you see lights coming on all over town as you look outside your window. And do you pull up your news feed?
Yeah.
There's a reporter I gotta get this right. I can see it on the map, but I have to remember where it... I believe it's right on the border of Midtown and the Stack. Midtown and the Stacks.
Okay.
Let me just make sure I have this map right. Oh, God damn it. Hold on 1 second, please. Yeah, it's right on the border between the Stacks and Midtown, which I'm going to post this map up. I should actually post a link to it somewhere. Maybe I'll put it on Imgur. I don't know. I probably won't do that. It's in our Discord, but I'll probably post a link to it somewhere. I'll post it on Twitter, because I can do that. I'll post it from our Twitter link, our Fuck. I will post it from the RSC Pod Twitter. There we go.
Yay!
Wow, I had the hardest time getting through that sentence. So, sorry, everybody. That was 5 minutes of my life that I'll never get back.
Don't worry, they won't hear it.
Oh, thank God. Okay, so, yes. Debatable. It is on the border of...
We'll save it for a blooper
reel. So, it is... Blah, 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 blah. That's not easy to come back from thinking like that.
Grinding metal.
Metal on metal grinding coming from roughly quarter of the way across the city from you on the border between the Stacks and Midtown.
Okay.
And you know that's where it's coming from. You have good enough hearing to know that that's where it's coming from. And you hear your ground, you hear the slamming of a door in the house, and I assume you went to like the porch or yeah. I assume in my head there's like a rooftop deck off like part of the house, and that's where you'd be. Because he can jump off of it, and it's made out of super reinforced concrete, so he can launch off it if he has to.
Construction.
Because Reconstruction did it. That's Pre-Construction. he comes in, your grandfather starts talking. Have you turned off the selective headphones, or did you forget to do it?
As soon as he comes out, it's just, okay, they're out.
Okay.
Yeah. He's not just a press cancel?
You heard it too?
Yeah.
Looks like everybody in the neighborhood heard it.
I think everybody in the city heard it.
Do you want to go look together?
Yeah, I'm gonna let the rest of my team know, see if they know anything. But I'll go with you.
Okay. Do you want me to carry you? Because we'll get there a lot faster.
I mean, that'll work. All right, getting better with this whole flying thing.
It's a skill.
Yeah.
It's a skill.
It's like peeing on command on yourself.
It's like peeing yourself on, yeah. Thanks,
Robin.
Invincible.
Yes. So, I assume you shoot them a text?
Yeah.
Or do you call them because...
I will do a group call.
Okay.
What time is it?
After midnight.
It is dead-ass midnight. Like 5 minutes after midnight, probably? Maybe 10 minutes after midnight?
I'd still be asleep.
You get a call. Do you use the... Now, I'm going to assume that you have a call that will bypass Do Not Disturb... And it's like a separate number you call from, and it's a bit different button on your phone. Is that what you call from?
That would be it.
Okay. All of your phones start blaring like klaxons, like army klaxons, like air raid siren style. Who picks up?
Because I'm still on Japanese time.
You got that jet lag going on.
You're fine.
Oh, yeah, no.
Because you were in the Twilight
Zone. No, I was in the Twilight Zone, yeah.
Realm.
Gotta
be careful with that.
We don't own that.
No, we do not.
No, but you can hit the mystery button.
I don't remember which one that. I think it's blue.
Green.
There we go.
Is that it?
First try.
Got it in one. Okay. Natalie.
Yes.
Do you wake up?
She's hearing like a boo, she's like, hello.
Okay. Art, I assume you wake up.
Oh, yeah.
You've heard this once. You know that this is a call from the FSA if it's coming on that number.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. They're the one with that number. Damon, I assume you wake up as well because...
I have to. I need one more hour and I'll be fully rested.
Did you use any spells?
Yes.
Oh, Death Ward.
It's still running for 8 hours. And that was a 9 o'clock meeting.
Six.
Yeah, you went in at six, so 8 hours.
It's just ended.
No, six plus.
You got about two hours left.
Yeah.
Okay, so you all hear, grind, and
eventually.
So what do you say?
There's something going on between Midtown and the Stacks.
You guys have no idea what he's talking about.
Okay. There's some kind of metallic grinding noise. I could hear it all the way from the Gold Coast.
And then you do hear a loud.
Okay.
And they can hear it through your phone. They're like,
I heard that. We'll be there.
Are you you okay?
I'm airborne right now. Thump. Okay, I'm not airborne.
You're with
okay,
a friend.
I'm airborne again.
Nito, brace.
Oh, shit.
Bend your knees.
Yeah. No, he's being, like, fucking under a football. Like a running back.
He's still holding like that.
It's way
I don't have a choice.
Oh, no.
He's more aerodynamic that way.
Oh.
It's just what he's used to. So, yeah, you're like, I'm in the air! From the peak of your jump, or the leap that you're being subjected to,
yeah.
You see, so there is an urban, like, there's an urban myth slash fact that there is a giant vault door that was found when the crater was leveled that no one has been able to get around. Anybody tries to dig around it, they can't. The ground is impenetrable from 1,000 feet on a side, 500 feet on a side. And what I'm saying, I mean, totally impenetrable. Bullets, lasers, ghosts, specter people, nothing can get through this. He tried.
Yep.
Actively. I need two more levels and then I could do it.
No, you can't. Etherealness does not work.
That's not the thing I was going for.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I know. Something at 11. Which I could do now, I guess.
What is it? Like, literally, they tried everything and nothing's worked.
We talked about this once.
Then what is it?
Legend lore.
Oh, to touch it and know what it is?
Yeah.
It's anti-magic. You touch it, nothing happens.
I don't think you need a touch for legend lore.
Okay, it's anti-magic.
The spell affects it and nothing happens.
It fizzles off. So, you see it and you see the door is open. You see it's you see like the big ass golden metal door.
Yeah. Well, that's not good. The vault door is open.
Everyone in town that has heard door. Of the vault door. Like it's just known as the vault door because no one's been able to figure out what the hell's inside it, and there's no writing on it. It is intricately carved, but there's no writing.
Does it look like somebody got out? Or somebody got in.
Well, I can't see it anymore. Give me about half a second.
Roll perception at disadvantage because you're far away and you're high up and you're jumping.
And you're jumping.
Oof. Well, the lower die is a 4 plus 9. Perception of 9, so 13.
You can tell that it isn't wide enough that something could have gotten in or out yet. It's just like...
It's just cracked open.
Yes.
There's no way something could have gotten in or out yet, but...
Correct.
It's opening.
That's bad. Well, you don't know it's bad. It could be good.
Yep, and I am on my way. Knowledge.
Okay, so everyone else is going to hurry as fast as they can.
Can I teleport to a person, or no?
You do not have that level of teleportation.
You have okay. Misty Step.
Yeah, okay.
30-foot teleport. Okay. And that ain't gonna get it.
Yeah,
okay. Though you do take your motorcycles, and you get there very fast. Okay. Because you take the underground tunnels.
Yep.
And I assume you guys travel together as a pack. 3 motorcycles. They provided you a motorcycle.
Oh, that's good.
It folds up just like theirs do.
Okay.
They're like,
this and is his can go sideways too.
This is the new. This is the,
no, his only goes sideways.
The new Hummer can turn all 4 wheels diagonal and then crab walk.
Uh huh.
It's really great. It's really cool. It's
you know what? If a car would do that, it would be the Hummer. You know. It would have to be the Hummer.
Its turning radius is like is on a fucking dime because it can turn all 4 wheels to turn. It's very cool.
Parallel parking, just
crab walk in. Yeah.
Am I good? All right,
I'm lined up.
Well, it doesn't go perfectly. It goes diagonally, but still.
Right, but you line it up and just
you don't need much. but yeah, so you guys all when I'm going to go through what Rico
and I will relay what I see.
Yeah, so you arrive and Zeus is on site.
Oh.
Oh,
so
uh-oh.
Is Jolly.
Uh-oh.
This is getting really...
So is... I'm sorry, this would not be that... Correction, this would not be that night.
9.
This would be a week later. I need to do a time jump.
Okay.
So you can have your spell slot back.
I wanted my death ward.
You can cast it then, but...
So we're looking at October.
We are skipping... Yeah, we are skipping 1 week, which puts us at... 30 days has September.
Can I, since we're now in October, the 1st of October, I do my sleepover with Saren?
Yeah, that's handled.
Yep. And that party.
Party's done, so I don't have to worry about it.
Right, but you want to change something in there.
Homecoming.
What was that?
New nickname.
New name.
Book.
You could add in, you know, oh, right, he changed it recently, didn't he? Or something like that.
Yeah. I mean, remind me to do that, because I will not remember.
Hey, Paul.
I'm going to stab you with this pencil.
Homecoming. Paul.
All right.
Paul.
He's leaving me hanging.
Paul.
Yes.
Homecoming.
Is when?
I don't know.
When is homecoming? I don't
homecoming
know.
Homecoming is usually
in October.
Then maybe it's in a week. Homecoming is next Friday. I've decided.
We have better pencil that shit in.
Hold on. I got a math now. it is the next Thursday, which 20 add 7 to 25 gets you 32. It's the second. Okay. I got the math. Vault opens 10.
Homecoming is usually middle of September.
It got delayed because of the surge.
Okay.
The surge delayed it. That makes total sense.
All right, fine.
At least the high school that Rob and I went to, theirs was, this year was the 18th.
Of September?
Yeah.
Oh.
Is the 18th of September.
Okay. I have homecoming written down. It's in a week from now, I gotta remember. So yeah, it's the 2nd of October. And the vault door is open. You see the heavy hitters you know of in town are here. You got Jolly. You've got Zeus.
I've got my new costume too, don't I?
Yes. What does your new costume look like? Let's get a description here.
Well, I'm figuring it's it's more of a brain needs to work here.
Luchador.
No. I'm going with the blaster idea, and that's I'm picturing, like, you know,
Bakugo
trench coat, shades. Of course, he's not using them now, but you know, it's the middle of the night. But you know, it's more. I believe you phrased it as the tough guy look, but it's not like armored leather. It's just a
designer leather jacket.
Yeah.
That you'll have to replace every few, once in a while?
Yeah. Basically.
Okay. Not like a Dresden leather jacket where it's all enchanted to shit, so it's taking tank. It's like taking anything south of tank fire and it's fine. Art knows where I'm coming from.
Love that series.
That duster has seen some work.
Oh, yeah.
And then he got a new one because the other one was totally fucked.
Yeah.
I know, and now it's just damn near impenetrable because he's the Winter Knight. You show up and they're like, oh, you know, you arrive and they're like, Combustion, come on over. And he's like, I'll be back. You can come over if you want, but I have to talk with them.
I'll move closer, but I'll keep an eye out for these guys.
Someone who you haven't seen in a long time shows up. Okay. Spectrum is on the scene.
Oh.
She was in pseudo retirement.
Okay.
So it's unusual that she's back out.
Okay.
You know where she lives. Approximately 150, like a quarter mile that way. There's a reason, even if she was retired, she's here.
Yeah. I remember. I was at the party.
Cerberus is here.
Oh.
Yeah. If there's a high-powered super in a cape in town, they're here. Everyone is staring at this door. You notice Azuka and Confluence are not here. They don't live here.
Right.
But they were in town earlier a while back for a party, but they left.
Right.
And yeah, so it's everybody show. You notice that you see a person with golden scales who you'd know as Jin Long shows up, and you see.
I was wondering.
You see Nightmare as well.
Okay.
And they show up, and they're like, and they're not matching, but
they're
complimentary. Yeah. Suits, and you see Inferno, and
there's a lot of capes here.
This is currently the safest 100 square foot radius, the 100 foot, you know,
I will
1,000 square foot radius.
Contact these three and, you know, let them know there's a lot of people here. Just keep an eye out in case there's something else going on elsewhere. This could be a big distraction. So,
hell yeah, it's a big distraction.
Like, all the heavy hitters are here.
I mean, you know, about half of them have teleportation, but...
Yeah, but still, this is
or super or light speed travel. Or
this is mildly terrifying.
You hear a helicopter.
Oh,
or no, wait. Oh, how does Claw travel? Is it with the Skylink thing that he yeets himself across the world?
It could not? Be.
Or would it be a high speed helicopter?
Is the Talon still in space?
Yes. Talon is literally like
yeah.
gone Maybe. From orbit.
Mark II? It would be the fastest route there.
Yeah. He has a second.
It'd be the Talon Mark II, and you hear a supersonic boom as it breaks.
Yep.
as he comes from I guess it wouldn't be efficient to go orbital and back from that short a distance.
Not that short of a hop.
But you hear
the sonic boom and then the air brake.
And then air brakes and then and then you hear a sorry, I'm late. And Zaya Corvin lands right next to Zeus.
I'm assuming Chipmunk is there too, right?
Chipmunk Chick is there as well.
Saren.
Looking mildly annoyed. Saren.
Archon.
Saren and Archon both fall right behind Claw. They hitched a ride.
Winter.
Winter would not be there. I know she is on location. I know. Cerberus is back.
Yeah. Yes, Cerberus is there. The crew is
gone there yet.
Correct. So, yeah, she would actually still be in training, not here. So, no. Morty's not there either. But, yeah, so this is the largest concentration of capes you've ever seen. And you've been, except at Elkenbus Jones' retirement party.
Yeah.
This is the second highest concentration of capes you've ever seen.
Because that was at least two different cities and worth then, of capes.
And then Tenzi arrives, and she kind of just, like, appears. You know, yeah. She... But you don't think it was teleportation because you see like a skid marks, like where she
see where she stopped.
Yeah, and everyone's looking to her like, "The fuck is this? Like, you're the one who told us wait until the door opens."
Door's opening. What's going on?
And Tenzi looks around and says,
"Question: Sub and Superluminal?
They would not. They don't live in. They don't live in town." Or in Chicago, actually. I have them living in Texas right now.
Okay.
There's reasons, but
yep,
they're currently in that's Texas.
Enough. I get the feeling that Thomas is training with Winter, yeah. right?
Isaiah Thomas.
Yes.
So,
they're training together.
There you go.
Same thing. I'm sure Cerberus wouldn't be there then, because he'd be out training with them. Yeah, Cerberus would be training with them. Strike mission things.
Yeah.
That's that. Anyone who's on the strike mission would be there. Well, so
the strike mission's still like another 5 months out.
Yeah,
but yes, it is sick. And also, so Cerberus would still be doing this other thing that we're not talking about yet.
Right, right.
So the doors creak and stop. They do not. There's an opening about maybe a foot, maybe. And you see, and a puff of stale air comes out of it, like they talk about when the tombs opened the first time. That puff of air that came out was just like would stale. Knock you on your ass because it was so
rancid.
Rancid.
Yeah.
Wait, what year was this made?
We don't know.
They don't know.
I'm asking you because if it was like World War II-esque, like. Oh. There, you cannot breathe that air.
Oh, no, no. Well, I'm talking, this is
multitudes, well before that.
Multitudes
yes.
older. Okay. Ancient. Okay, gotcha.
Yeah, like
okay.
I said, you breathe that air, if not kill you, it will at least knock you out.
Yeah. At least we know Rico's safe.
Your gas mask engages. No, it just engages, and a thin film covers your mouth and nose.
Uh-huh. All right.
Oh, okay.
I mean, you look at it, you can't even see it, but you know it's there because you can feel it. It's like a clear gel almost.
Okay.
And like half of you will take a step back, and then burning gold, burning red light on the outside, written in three languages: ancient Aramaic, Latin,
okay,
and English.
Oh, thank God.
Oh, okay.
Oh, thank goodness.
Have we arrived yet?
Yes, it seems like it waited about 10 minutes to actually do its thing. People are wondering, like, oh, is there going to be something come out of it? Like, you see, like, people are like, Claw has set up this giant cannon pointed at the door. Like, I'm talking this thing. There's no way he
part of Mark II, the Talon.
Yeah, he lowered the thing down and it dropped out. It's like
picture the Talon just transforms into it.
That's way better than it.
Yep.
The Talon lands
and just kind of morphs into a big cannon.
And he's like, all right, and he has Zeus charge it. He's just like, nah, keep going, it'll
energy
take it.
Energy cells at 500%.
Energy cells at 14,000%. You should stop. And you hear like a feminine voice say, you should stop. And he stops. Okay.
Sorry.
He's prepping ready. He says, I've got 10 minutes of this. Hopefully it comes out in that amount of time. And he's like, don't stand in front of it. The barrel is 4 foot in diameter. You know? Yeah. Whatever comes out of that is a whole lot of fuck you. And in writing it says, I gotta get this
question.
Right. Yes.
Does languages appear all at once? Or one language at a time?
Ancient Aramaic is first.
I will be reading that out loud.
And then Latin. And then in English.
I just want to see Jolly's response when I read it out loud.
I will set up our mental link, but
who do you include?
Well, at least the our group.
I assume your squad, but yeah. Who do you bring anybody else in?
I would attempt to bring in some of our, you know, better allies, at least El Combustion, because he knows it. I want to say one, but I know I wouldn't.
Who?
Probably like Theo or Kat, one of them, because I know they're.
If you brought in either one, the other one would link automatically.
Right.
You wouldn't know that, but it would happen.
Right, but I've worked with Kat before, so.
So you would link Kat and she's.
I would try to. It might bounce off of her because she's still not quite.
You'd hear. Blastar?
You can call me Rico, you know.
Okay, Rico. All right. You feel a deep mental probe for a second. Have you ever had a negative thought about her or Theo?
No.
Accepted. And you feel
Rico doesn't have negative thoughts about pretty much anybody.
So you hear a snick. You feel like a connection, like it's like a tack on. Like it is not yours, but it is attached.
Oh. All right.
Or is it only young ones?
I would only do aside from El Combustion. It's just, and I got eight targets.
Okay, so you got five. You have four, five, six. You wouldn't count those two, by the way. They are additional.
Cool.
But
Inferno.
Okay.
And
so you took the youngest.
CC, but
she's already
automatic.
Anybody else?
I can't think of anybody else that would know of this power that would be, you know, wanting to communicate with us.
Okay.
I mean, I'd try. You know, I'd look at Claw and be like.
He knows, but he's busy.
He's busy. Yeah. I'm not going to fuck with that, because if that goes off accidentally, yeek.
You know, he's tried something similar to on that door, and nothing happened. Like, it absorbed the energy.
Yeah.
It was real bad. They were worried it was going to be radioactive. It wasn't. So we've got
at least seven people.
So
we got all eight. We got us four, and then... Oh, well, you said Theo and Kat are extra, so.
Yeah.
Okay.
You had two more you could pick. You didn't. It's all
I don't
good.
Really think of anybody okay. that we could use. So
in Ancient Aramaic, it says, the power of youth is strong. The testing of metal is important.
That's metal with...
T-T-L-E.
Yeah.
Okay.
And in Latin, it says...
Are you writing this down?
You said it so fast. Can you just write it down for me?
The power
of youth.
Of youth
is strong. Period.
Exclamation point.
I believe I said test its metal.
The testing of metal.
Oh, the testing of metal is important. M-E-T-T-L-E.
Tettle. You're acting like I got there already. You said M.
M-E-T-T-L-E. Is important. Then in Latin, down below that.
Wait. You said this was...
Is important.
Aramaic.
And ancient Aramaic.
Spell it.
A-N-C-I-E-N-T. Aramaic.
I just wrote ancient. We're just going to go with that. You said the next one is Latin. All right, Latin is next. Go.
And it says, within these walls... lies a challenge of the ages.
and it's the word for ages.
Oh, God.
And it's the word for ages, not like for all time, but for like of differing ages.
Okay. Okay.
And then in English it says.
Wait. Okay, and then now.
In English it says, failure spells doom. That's it.
I do want to see how everyone reacts as Damon is reading it as it's coming out.
Theo is following along. So is Kat.
Tenzi just kind of smiles and nods like, yeah, okay. Smart ass.
That's some upstart shit right there.
Smart ass. Somehow the Latin is also written so aggressively like they're bullying me. I don't get it.
Every time I speak Latin, she thinks I'm insulting her.
Yeah. I don't know. Something about it.
Or that I'm summoning a demon. Demon.
And, but yeah, so that's the claw. You see blue lights traveling over, like something's translating for him as it goes. Jolly looks like he's reading along.
Archie's reading along.
Yep.
Sorry, Zeus.
Zeus has provisional languages too.
No, really, I gave that to you.
Zeus is perfect.
I was going to buy it either way, but it was just a matter of when. I just got it for much cheaper, which is nice.
So at a cost.
13 points, 12 points, 10 points.
10 points.
Earth-based languages, yeah.
Okay.
That's a funny thing. What if there was a language on Earth that wasn't, like, Earth-based, so he doesn't have it?
Mm-hmm.
Like, what if ancient Aramaic or Babylonian is from space, so he wouldn't have it?
Was it spoken on Earth?
I know, but it'd be funny if it wasn't Earth-based. Like, as a joke?
Yeah.
Yeah. You're reading into one thing I had on you.
Yeah, I figured it out a while ago. I was like, damn it, he's going to nail me with that. And everyone's like, what is going on?
Question, Paul.
Yes.
I'm going to say one phrase, nod yes or no. Hero Forge.
I want to give you inspiration, but it's not fair because it's knowledge only you at the table would have had.
Mm-hmm.
But yes. You will know exactly what I'm doing here.
I was not actually a part of that.
But we talked about it a lot.
A little bit, yeah.
Okay. He knows what this is.
What the heck is going on here?
So, the door remains that little bit open. And, everyone who can read it, and people are like, failure spells doom. What's going on? No one, like, people who don't speak other languages or read other languages are like, what the fuck's going on? And then Claude just puts it up in the AR so people can read it in English and in big-ass letters. He's like, there are people, uneducated swines here.
No, Damon's literally translating it for everyone.
Yes, but...
out loud.
Yes, but can he speak loud enough to the crowd of people here?
Good point.
Yeah, so Claude puts it up in an English translation, which is not... it's close, but you actually speak the language?
I have comprehend language. I don't have tongues.
Okay, so you do get the...
I get the exact meaning of it.
Yeah, so you get the meaning... so yeah, it actually means more to you, because you actually get what it meant. Versus... never mind.
Google Translate.
Yes. His is Google Translate. All right. Do you correct him or no?
He is not on our party line, but I am still saying everything out loud.
Okay, so he's actually, because he realizes that what is up there makes no sense, he's fixing it as you do it.
Well, he definitely had metal as like the metal, like E-T-A-L.
Okay. No, I'd say it's no, more like
as a translation guts thing.
Or something like that. Oh. So, and nothing happens. And people are like, what the fuck?
Comment about power of youth. Think anyone under a certain age is allowed in.
That does sound right.
Sounds like some sort of...
Dylan is 25, right? I think that's where I cut you off.
I think it was 24. 24.
24. Okay, good. That's what I needed to know. I had it set in my head. I was like, I'm pretty sure I cut you off. I'm pretty sure I cut you off at 24, 25.
Yeah, as soon as you said, only the young or whatever comment. I'm like, that's why he set our age limits.
This has been seated from day one. This clock has been going since day one.
It finally triggered, and I was like, I'm going to use this shit.
Because we were stuck in the shower room forever and still rolling.
Fucking forever. No, I actually went and reversed a lot of those rolls.
Got it.
Or diminished the results. A lot.
That's good.
I digress.
And I digest.
You do. So, nothing happens. And people were like, what the fuck does this mean?
We should probably send some people in. If nothing's coming out, we should go in,
so,
right?
Who's the gutsiest of all these people? Who's most impulsive? Inferno!
God, walks no, up to, walks I thought up, you were going to say me!
Inferno walks, oh, up, walks up to the door and, like, tries to shimmy inside and is, like, rebuffed. And Inferno's only...
Not blasted back.
He's just, like a wave of like... Not like energy that if you can see, if you have the magic running, it's like a wave of magic pushes him out. I assumed you would have ritualed it.
Yeah, I did switch out of spells. So
anybody
I do have
that it has it is doing that as they're staring at this, like
the fuck is going on? This thing is there's no magic. You can't see it except for you see that wave as soon as it passes the door. You see it.
Does Luna go in? She's impulsive enough.
Wait, so, we'll go together.
Okay. Oh God.
As you guys go to walk, as you guys think about walking in,
we had this issue once.
The door opens even more, and it opens to be about 3 foot gap. A slight, no more than 5 foot tall man comes out. He's got a cudgel, looks like a fucking tree branch that has been the branches have been trained out. It's like the old like. The old bastard walking stick with like a knobby end that comes down to like a, it looks like a stick, you know? Mm-hmm. And he walks out with, you know, his hand and looks like he's tanned. Like he's an old looking guy. And he comes out and he walks. And as he walks out, the door behind him closes. And soft touch. Not even like a clang, just, he says, that's the stuff. And Amara looks at him and is like, oh, I'll let you explain. And she is not, I don't say nonplussed, but she's like, oh, I know what this is now. But she doesn't say anything because she knows it's not her place.
It took me like 3 seconds to figure out who Amara was. I forgot Tenzi.
Professor Tenzi.
Yeah.
A guy comes up and below his feet, golden energy forms into like a stair so he can walk up. And he thumps his staff twice and everyone goes silent. Like, almost, it was a compulsion. If you're resistant to compulsion, you can roll.
I do have thaumaturgy. I would be reading it out loud for everyone.
Good to know.
Would that be,
it's a
charm?
Roll a wisdom save. With, if you have advantage on charm, any charm, because you're because you have fey ancestry, you may roll with advantage.
Who's a half elf?
That would be a Rico.
Wait, would that have advantage then?
No.
Do I at least get her plus 3?
Yes.
Do I get plus 3?
You are. It's already included in your numbers.
What am I rolling?
Wisdom save.
Okay.
I think you're okay at that.
I don't see why I would have any bonuses, so just...
I'm assuming it's going to be a lot higher than my roll, but...
You're probably right.
Yeah.
19 plus 7, 26.
She's fine.
8 plus 4 for 12.
5 plus 7 for 12.
Nope.
20 plus 2.
Yes.
Nope.
Was that a natural 20?
Yes. Doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter.
Doesn't beat the number. Nat 20s do not fail. Always save. Mm-hmm. Nat 20s do not always succeed. Nat 1s do not always fail on saving throws.
Got it.
So, I'm sorry. There was no point in your rolling art. I didn't know that your plus was that low.
Yep, yep, nope.
I have a plus 7. I had a chance.
I
had a plus 7 as well.
But
I did not add her plus 3.
That's 25.
Yes.
You do succeed. Ah. You did have to roll a natural 20, though. You could talk if you want.
I'm probably
not. No one else does.
I'm probably not.
Are we still linked?
Yeah, you can talk that way. You just can't speak out loud.
Okay.
I have something to fix it in my... Continue.
The old man beams out of the crowd and says, "Gathered heroes." Anyway, and he's like, "And does anyone talk? Who can talk?" Tenzi smirks, and you can almost hear a chuckle.
I'm kind of afraid to then say it.
Actually, I actually have to roll for Theo. He's not dumb enough to talk. He's too smart for that.
Oh, God.
I didn't have my Twilight Sanctum. I was thinking about having my Twilight Sanctum up, because that has an effect to remove charms and frightens.
As an alternative. It's not a charm or a frighten. It's a compulsion.
Well, there's but if you have a resistance to being charmed.
Yeah.
Okay, Luna is impulsive. Would she say hello? Should I roll for that?
You can. If that's a decision. I'm not going to make you roll for it.
Okay.
Do you want her to say hello? Does this seem like the right time for her to say hello?
No.
Then don't.
Okay.
He says, excellent. A respectful group. I appreciate
that. Oh, God.
And most people are like, I can't fucking talk if I want to. You can see Dante is strain or Inferno straining at not being able to talk. The veins in his neck are bulging.
Guess who doesn't need to talk to cast spells?
Silent?
Subtle bitch.
Yeah, don't
piss me off.
Don't fuck with this guy.
I know.
Hey, just me taking counterspell.
I do have counterspell.
So he says,
I do too.
And he's speaking in perfect English, perfect Midwestern English. Seems a little odd, but you realize that he had English on the door, so maybe he's fine. He says, you're all wondering what's inside the big golden door, I'm guessing. And there's a bunch of nodding, like, you know, throughout the groups, of people. And you notice little clicks of form. People will know each other and things like that. Claw, he's like looking at the cannon, looking at the guy, leaving it active. he thumb on the button.
Yeah.
He says,
it's not neural linked.
Doesn't trust it. That could be stopped. A finger being pressed on it, a lot harder to stop. It's a muscle twitch, you know?
I was thinking,
it's a fail safe.
Physical contact, and he can.
Neural link. He also has the button.
Got it. Fail-safe. So anyone else can trigger it too.
If he needed him to. So he says, the location, excuse me, this is not him fucking up, it's me. He's been planning this speech for a long ass time. He says, what lies behind me is known as the Hero Forge.
You were right!
Dead ass. You can have the inspiration, I'll give it to you. Because he did have it dead ass on. He says, where young heroes go to become more of what they already are. He smiles at anybody who's younger than 25 years old gets smiled at. And he says, if you are less than 25 years old,
hell yeah, hate you.
Have the ability to enter this location with a group of up to four.
Yes. Unless we count CC.
Four human beings. I'm sorry, no, you wouldn't say that.
Four
intellectual. No.
Four humanoids. There we go.
Humanoid type creatures.
Tigress, you want to come with?
Four. I know. She's a humanoid.
Mm. Not always.
She always has a humanoid type, unless she's in tiger shape, in which case she wouldn't qualify to go inside.
Mm.
Have the opportunity to enter and become more of what they are, as I said before.
Okay.
You have nothing to fear unless a group fails on the final level, in which case I cannot stop what happens. I am the sage. And he thumps his cane, and a wave of golden light goes out, and it reaches, it looks like it hits just the group around the only goes out about 100 feet. And he says, if you have questions, I am here. And he sets there and he just stands, beaming at the crowd.
Okay.
Amara looks at I'm gonna call them the big wigs, but you know what I mean, like the heavy hitters who are way too old. He says, there's nothing you can do. And he has lots of information. I can give you most of it, but we're better off leaving it to the young ones. The sage actually glances down and he looks at Theo and Kat. He says, I'm sorry, you two, but you have already obtained this information and these abilities.
Hmm.
And Theo looks, he says, ah, that makes sense. Wait, Theo and Kat wouldn't be there 1 week.
They're back from Peru.
Because the party was Friday, they left.
You know, I changed the book.
Yes.
Don't you dare. Don't you dare. Don't you dare.
I don't... They would be there. They would make sure they're there for this.
No. Just as a point of note, Saren is on 108 at this current time.
She's not allowed in.
Yeah. I had to double check my notes that I gave you.
But so he says, I'm sorry, you two, but you are not eligible for this due to conflicting influences. And Amaro just nods like, yeah, that makes sense. And Theo thinks about it. He looks at it on his chest and kind of scratches at a new like at the different colors that are like representing his elements. He says, that makes sense. And Kat goes, damn it. So they kind of back off with the other group. Dante is looking at you like, I want to go. And there's no one to go with him.
Aww.
It's just you guys and him.
The other members of his squad.
Yes.
No.
Okay, Nell, you gotta get her.
She jumped on there.
I know.
And I had to move her.
All right. You're right. Yeah, it would be.
There would be one person that wouldn't want to work with him.
Artillerist. But Haka. No, Haka would not be there.
Yeah.
Is
not anymore.
Well, she'd be there, but she wouldn't be near him.
Yes, artillerist and the controller and Inferno are all standing in a group.
Question, Mike. Your pyromancer friend.
Yeah?
George.
George. Be there.
Pyroclasm.
Pyroclasm.
He got his fourth.
And that is the fourth. And he kind of wanders. He's the only other guy who's there. He wanders over. He's like, am I in? He's like, we need four, so yeah, come on. yes. Natalie.
I have two questions. One Natalie question, and then another is a Luna question.
Oh, give me whatever order you want.
Okay, so first is the Natalie question. Is Shade... What's his name?
It's Shade.
It is Shade? Is Shade there?
He's not.
Okay. And then the Luna question. Oh, gosh, what was her question? Now I can't remember what it was.
Is there a time limit?
Oh, how many levels are there?
Ah, good question.
Thank you.
There are three.
Okay. Her hand's back up because she has another question.
Continue.
Is there a time limit?
One day.
Ooh.
24 hours. Per level.
Will our groups be competing against each other?
No. Though, if you... the only one group is allowed to attempt the third level. And if there are two groups who would like to go, it will be based on time for the other two levels.
Okay.
Her hand's back in the air.
Yes.
Does time move differently in there?
I don't know why you would think that, no.
Listen, we just got back from something that made me ask that question, so...
Okay. Ah! I smell Twilight Realm.
Yeah.
Understood.
Yeah.
Time is weird. Yeah. That makes sense.
Time is weird. Mm-hmm.
By the way, that was Damon trying to grunt, but he cannot make sounds.
You can talk in the mental link, though.
Yes, but he's not in the mental link.
Wait, no. Did he release the silence?
He did, yes.
Yeah. Oh, okay. No, then you're good. Oh, so you're just doing it for show.
Yeah.
I know. I am the sage. Not a sage. The sage.
Can I roll Arcana to know about?
Absolutely.
Now that I am not actually stuck.
Stuck in the middle.
Just a plus 14.
Anyone who wants can roll Arcana. Or get Arcana as it. Or religion. How'd you do on your Arcana?
32.
The sage is a being is someone who your family knows about or knew about,
or it could be one of the two people in my head that tell me.
That's this would be Boreal. He says,
actually, the scholar.
He says he's from before our time.
Okay.
He shows up where he's needed, and the Hero Forge follows him. It opens when it's most needed.
So is this a precursor to a major nasty event?
Yes.
Okay, so we need to succeed. There's some.
We don't know what. I do not know. Neither of us know what's contained within that location.
Yep.
Though we do know that usually it's superseded by by approximately a month.
So. One group has to succeed because in a month there's going to be an apocalypse of some sort.
Apocalypse is strong.
apocalyptic event.
There you go. Bad shit's a-coming.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we survived 2012. We survived 2021. It's fine.
We survived 2018.
What do you mean 2021?
2012, they had just got it backwards.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And also people are like, 2021, yeah. People in our world's like 2021. They're like, in that world, diseases got wiped out by supers.
Yeah.
Really bad diseases.
Hi-yo.
Yeah, people like like Damon just go around fucking fixing people. Five people a day.
God damn it.
No. Fixing people.
Fixing. Can somebody hit him? Hey, he did it himself.
Ha! Okay, so
just wait till I dual wield it.
Right now. Okay. Okay, so
were you not expecting a 32?
No, and you know that he himself isn't aligned with good or evil. He is aligned with growth and nurturing. I guess no, he would be aligned with good.
Yeah, I'm like, no, so, that kind
of... Well, the original version of him wasn't. He was true neutral. Good or evil, he didn't care as long as you were powerful. This one would be this version of him would probably be much more. If you were a force for good in the world and you were young enough, you're allowed because he can mold you. The reason why Theo and Kat can't is they've already been molded a lot.
I'd say more like tainted.
No.
Okay. I don't know what's actually.
I was going to say Theo's already too old.
Theoretically.
Theoretically?
Well, stop. Ow.
And no, he would only be 23 with time dilation.
Okay.
Plus, he lived 1,000 lifetimes with that one thing. So yeah, mentally he's really old for being an 18-year-old or 15, yeah. 16-year-old.
Okay, so moving on.
So yeah, he and Kat left. So basically, you're left with the two groups: Pyroclasm, Inferno, the Controller, and the Artillerist.
So. One thing, Cece and I have been working on getting, like, toys and stuff in her pocket dimension.
Mm-hmm.
Does that work?
What do you mean, toys and stuff in her pocket
dimension? Like, she's always bored in there, so I was, like, trying to dismiss her along with yes. toys. And
she can bring up to 3 toys.
So she has something to do.
Yes.
Okay, because this is looking dangerous, and I really don't think it'd be safe for her in there. So I will talk with her and get, you know, make sure she's okay with
like,
it.
Like, I don't want to send me a toy.
Here's a frag grenade.
You find like a little rat.
So or I can use my bonus action to have my familiar use object, right?
Yeah.
Ping! One of my favorite posts. That's not what I would have CC do, but.
Well, she would teleport. Walk true. Over, drop it, teleport away, bitches!
But like the picture of the bird holding the grenade pin, like. Wait, I did what? In any case, I'll send her off with, you know, whatever toys she has in there, plus a few minions.
And then she disappears.
I'll make sure, you know, leave a note that I'm making sure to get her something good, but when I get back.
He says, the forge is not ready as of yet. I will need 12 hours to get it prepared. Please go back and rest and come back.
Okay.
I will send in groups 1 hour apart to allow the separation of the energy to separate them.
Okay, I make sure I rest for my 4 required hours and pray. And really think about just starting off with Death Ward on 3 people. Because I only got 3 spell slots.
Yes, Natalie / Bright Force.
So you said the final level.
Yes.
You cannot help. In the first 2 levels, if someone goes down or something goes wrong, are you able to help?
What, wait, no.
That's what you said.
I did not say.
Something about, like, you can't help in the 3rd level or something.
Only one group can go in the 3rd level.
You said
and
some...
I can't stop if they succeed or fail. I can't do anything about it. I can't say, oh, you're coming back out. I'll let another group go. It is one per one group goes in, and it's one group. There is no what if it's this happens.
So you wrote something, though, that said... You said something about, yeah, cannot help on the final level.
Correct.
Because it can't rescue
what
you.
What happens on the final level is what he said. Meant. It was what I meant.
Okay.
I stated it properly.
Okay.
That's how I understood it, so.
AKA, groups levels 1 and 2 are just to strengthen you.
Okay.
And then level 3 is where the big, bad...
final thing.
Nasty whatever is hiding.
He says, now, levels 1 and 2 are very dangerous, but you'll come out of it much stronger.
Okay.
Sounds like we get levels when we or go there.
Power set upgrades.
Maybe. I don't know.
Suppose we'll find out next time.
Yeah.
It's only an hour and 15. This will be the short-ass episode.
That'll be fine.
Is it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll get into the dungeon run.
Next time.
So, actually, Amara and Claw are going to walk over. I'm sorry, and do you remember the guy who did the teleport for you? Yeah. With the earrings?
Yeah. Yep.
Do you remember his name? Is it in the document that we were writing?
Spectre?
No.
I don't know if I think I did get that far.
I don't know if
it's,
he actually
it's in episode like 3. So I hope
no,
so.
No, I just listened to it.
I did too.
Giving a name.
He had the fancy earrings. I don't know where to find the that document though.
He didn't introduce himself the last time.
So it was just, the same guy who teleported you walks over and he's joined with Amara and Claw. And it's to walks over to both groups, and they say, if you are going to go in, tell us something we can do to help you, and we will make it happen.
Best way to survive is better defense.
Better defense or, healing potions or adrenaline shots or something like that.
I can handle, the very well-dressed man says, I can handle a healing potion.
Okay.
Yes, they exist. Yes, I can make them. Yes, I know people who... Or yes, I know where I can get them.
Then it would be appreciated.
I need a gem worth 10,000 dollars.
Which is...
Raise dead.
He says $10,000. He says done. And Claw goes, hold on. He takes a lump of coal and goes, and he hands it to Amara. He says, you know what to do. She says, yeah, I do. And she just grabs her hand really hard, and you hear crunching, and her hand glows red hot, and she hands it to you. It's a perfect diamond. It's a little more than that, but it should do it.
Yep. And I got one more Revivify figure I should get something for, and a 300.
Holds a hand at the Claw.
Not actually.
Holds out 3 of them.
All right.
3 revivifies and 1 raised dead.
All right.
Also, and Claw hands you a micro AED.
A what? AED.
You know what an AED is.
Yes, the letters didn't make sense in my head first.
And he hands you one of those. It does the same thing, but anybody can use it.
Yay, we got something to raise me with.
One charge of that. A micro AED, a.k.a. a automatic defibrillator. But it takes 2 rounds to work. Its first round stabilizes, second round actually does the 1 HP.
Alright.
I'm trying to think of a good name for the teleporter guy.
How about Maester Portal?
Not him.
Okay, I figure I'd just toss it out there.
No, because you would have known who it was.
No.
Immediately.
That could have been after.
I like to imagine, it's one name. I was thinking like Silhouette, but that doesn't make sense. Glyph. Glyph.
Alright.
And he points to the earrings.
Makes sense.
I'm looking through.
Is there anything magical you need? Is there any kind of arcane or divine object I can hunt down for you? I can go anywhere in the world with it pretty quickly.
Give me a second, I'm looking to see what I have.
Yep.
Looks to you, Samurai Crab. Is there anything you left in Japan or would like from Japan?
Sushi.
Nothing that is necessary at this time.
Understood. I respect that.
Alright, I also have to look through wizard spells material components.
Gonna put it in non-game, or in game terms, so, Cloak of Protection.
It can be done.
What about a +1 magical bonus in 9, in...
To what?
To my medium tactical.
It can be done. Is that what you'd like?
It'd make up for the melee gear I no longer have access to.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I'm just looking through spell list, my spell list, see if there's any actual spell that we might need.
I'd like to hope that jacket, you know, is the cloak of protection, but
actually comes in. It's just a pendant.
Huh. A clasp.
It's a clasp, or like you just clip it on your jacket.
Got it. Got it.
Essentially, this is ask for one magic item, and it will be granted to you. One.
Of what rarity?
Each. Up to rare, I reserve the right to deny.
I represent that remark.
You're correct.
Well, I already asked for mine, so...
If you'd like to change your mind, you can.
You could go, like, with a ring instead.
I already have a ring.
You can have multiple rings. You got 10 fingers.
Yeah. 5e doesn't have the roll of 2 rings, so... Yes, Natalie.
It does, doesn't it?
It doesn't. I know. We're almost done. We're right wrapping up right... We can do the rest of the magic items. How about this? I'll give you guys until
next game
to come up with an idea. Send me your ideas through Discord or through GM questions. Actually, send the GM questions because I want people to know what you're getting in case maybe there's something that they would like, oh, that gives me an idea. So send it through the GM questions chat. And I think we'll call it here so you guys have plans. You are going to be entering the Hero Forge. You can wait a month.
Are we going to get custom miniatures?
No. I came up with that way before Hero Forge was a thing. This is...
Yeah.
No, like 20...
13, 14. I joined in 14, I think.
I've had it before. I've had it since 2008 as a thing I used.
Okay.
Yep. I joined in 15. Either 14 or 15. 14.
But yeah, so you guys have that as an option. One magic item, up to rare, I reserve the right to veto.
Okay.
And I think we're going to call it here. If you enjoy the podcast, please, you know, leave us a review on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts. It's really helpful. And if you really enjoy us, you know, support us on Patreon, patreon.com/VanderHayden, because that supports the podcast, supports the books that created the world of the podcast, and... You know, potentially helps me make it so I do this full-time for you guys, so I can go full-time editing and full-time, you know, really spicing up what you guys are hearing. So, catch you guys later.
Later. Good
night, everybody. Bye. Everybody stay safe.